You ask, are there any situations which would justify military intervention? No, I can't think of any situations that would justify military intervention. No, I can think of situations that justify intervention, but not military intervention. I can think of situations that justify the sending of peacekeeping forces, the sending of forces that might, for instance, that might have, and it would have taken very little in Rwanda, perhaps, to stop the slaughter at the time. It didn't take a military intervention, but it took some sort of intervention, a very small-scale peacekeeping intervention to prevent the massacres that went on. And I think intervening is possible, and it's justified to intervene in other countries non-militarily for the purpose of preventing terrible things that are going on and of keeping the peace. But there is something inherently dangerous and wrong and immoral about military interventions. Because if you look at the history of military intervention since World War II, those military interventions always turn out to be disastrous. It never turns out that we help the people we claim we are helping by these interventions. And so, for a very simple reason, the people who engage in these military interventions, their aim is not a humanitarian one. That's why we didn't intervene in any way in Rwanda. You know, there's no problem, there's no oil there. I'm opposed to military intervention. I'm opposed to war, period. And we have to decide war, military intervention, military solutions never work. They may seem to work in the short run, but in the long run, they're disastrous. Sometimes they're in the short run, they're disastrous too. It's not a matter of being isolationist in the world. It's a matter of intervening without military force in every possible way we can to help bring about just solutions to problems in the world.